Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever changed your appearance and maybe thought, what do people think? Is it good? Is it bad? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And when we got back from the holiday, Radar and I hadn't seen each other for a couple days because we both took off.
Like 9 days.
With our families.
Right?
Wow, you were really keeping track.
Yeah.
You're like, was it? That's pretty specific. It was 9 days off of work.
I know how many days off of work I had to sleep in.
Well, just like a lot of you, probably took some time off.
Sure.
Kids are off of school. And Radar came back with a little bit of scruff on his face. And I said, you need to keep the beard. And you commented that your wife likes the beard. And we put it up on social media. And based on the poll, it was 86% of you said, keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it.
Keep the beard.
So the beard is still going strong, everybody. The thing I want to comment on, Radar, and I dig it, is how gray the beard is.
It's just in the chin part there.
Because you have on the top of your head, you've got a little bit of pepper and silver on the side, but your hair on top is still a little dark.
Yeah.
And look, it looks great. But I can't believe
the front.
How gray the beard is. What do you think about that?
I don't like it. I was like, well, when it grows out, when it's really, you know, and I spend a weekend or you go a couple of days without shaving, it's not as white as that. But now it's like, oh man, this chin part. I don't like the chin part. Everything else is kind of blended, but not the chin.
I think we should put another poll up.
Should we? I Billy goat.
I like the beard. I think it's fantastic. And
well, your husband has a beard, so you're a beard fan.
I do. Right. And what's interesting, too, is that my husband's beard is, it's red. He has an orange beard, even though his hair on his head is sort of
brownish.
I'd say like dirty blonde,
blondish,
kind of.
Brownish blonde.
When he was born a redhead. But
they call that dishwater blonde? Is that what I've
suppose,
heard before?
I mean, I call his beard pumpkin spice. It's like a pumpkin spice beard, but yet on top, he's got a different hair color.
If you call his beard pumpkin spice, what am I? Mount Everest?
I like Billy Goat. But I think we should put a picture up of what you all think about it now that it's coming in even more gray.
We'll do it. Yeah.
Not to say that you should shave it. Do whatever you want. Like, you do you. Do whatever you want with your beard. But
we'll see what happens. I mean, it's only January. I thought, you know what? I'm off of work. I'm not shaving. And then I just kind of left it and just kind of turned into this.
What
I didn't
you're
plan
doing
this.
Is no different than what women are doing with their leg hair. It's winter time. Just let it go.
Legs and pits?
Just
no
let
one's
it
looking.
Go.
Right.